Morning and Evening by Charles Haddon Spurgeon. October 26th, morning. Indebtedness. You looked for much, but it came to little. And I blew it away. Why? Says the Lord of Hosts. Because of my house that is in ruins, while every one of you runs to his own house. Haggai chapter 1, verse 9. The miserly limit their contributions to the ministry and to missions and call the savings good economy. Little do they realize they are impoverishing themselves. Their excuse is that they must care for their families, but they forget that to neglect the house of God is a sure way of bringing ruin on their homes. Our God can prosper our endeavors beyond our expectations, or He can defeat our plans to our confusion and dismay. He can steer our vessels into a profitable channel, or run them aground in poverty and bankruptcy. From much observation, I have noticed that the most generous Christians are the happiest and invariably the most prosperous. I have seen the liberal giver rise to undreamed of wealth, and I have as often seen the ungenerous descend to poverty by the very stinginess they thought would make them wealthy. People trust good stewards with larger and larger sums, and so it is with the Lord. He gives by the carload to those who give by the bushels. When wealth is not bestowed, the Lord makes the little multiply through the contentment that a sanctified heart feels in proportion to the tithe that has been dedicated to the Lord. Selfishness looks first at home, but godliness seeks first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Matthew 6:33. In the long run, selfishness is loss and godliness is great gain. It takes faith to act towards God with such an open hand, though surely He deserves it. Furthermore, all that we do is only a poor acknowledgement of our amazing indebtedness to His goodness. October 26th, evening. Giving. All the rivers run into the sea, yet the sea is not full. To the place from which the rivers come, there they return again. Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 7. Everything earthly is on the move. Time knows no rest. The solid earth is a rolling ball, and the great sun a star obediently fulfilling its course around some greater luminary. Tides move the sea, winds stir the ocean, and friction wears away the rock. Change and death rule everywhere. The sea is not a miser's storehouse for the wealth of waters, for as by one force waters flow into the ocean, by another they are lifted from it. We are born to die, and everything in hurry, worry, and stress. Friend of the unchanging Jesus, what a joy to reflect on our changeless heritage. Our sea of heavenly joy will be forever full because God will pour eternal rivers of pleasure into it. We expectantly seek a city beyond the skies, and we will not be disappointed. This passage may well teach us gratitude. Father Ocean is a great receiver, but he is also a generous distributor. What the rivers bring him, he returns to the earth in the form of clouds and rain. When we take all and give nothing in return, we are out of step with the universe. Giving is but sowing seed for ourselves. If you are a good steward, willing to use your substance for the Lord, you will be entrusted with more. Friend of Jesus, are you giving to Him according to the benefit received? Much has been given to you. Where is your fruit? Have you done all? Could you do more? To be selfish is to be wicked. If the ocean gave up none of its watery treasure, it would bring ruin to the world. God forbid that any of us should follow the ungenerous and destructive policy of living for self. Jesus lived for others, and in him all the fullness should dwell. Colossians 1:19. Oh, for Jesus' Spirit, that we not live for self.